morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you together on this Thursday, November 19th already. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use on this Thursday and every day, and in the studio this hour with me, my co-host and my friend, Terry Soul.
You know, I'm not even going to talk today. I have nothing to say. I came walking in here at this early God hour that it is. There's no donuts. There's no hot chocolate. Mm-hmm. What am I doing here?
I know. You're dedicated.
I'm telling you.
Did you know the word for today?
What?
During the first hour, the word for today is hope.
That's not my word for the day. Mine is glazed donut.
A glazed donut. Well, I am thankful that you're here, and you and your work that you do every single day. And what I appreciate about you, Terry, is you are very good at making light of things. In a sense, you use humor almost as medicine, and I want to thank you for that. Thank you for bringing hope to people through laughter.
I've always just done that. I don't know why, but it's just for me, even when I'm sitting there and they're drilling on my teeth at the dentist's office, I'm making remarks to them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was just in there the other day, and my dentist told me, he says, just stop. Stop talking right now because I can't concentrate on what I'm doing. You're cracking me up.
It's kind of hard to drill and giggle at the same time, Terry.
You know?
Yes, yes. Well, I'm glad to have you part of the show this morning.
Well, I'm glad to be here, except there's no donuts.
I know. Well, maybe, do they deliver?
Are they even open?
I don't even know. I mean, it's such a challenge right now with so many of our businesses, and we haven't really talked. We at length talked about it yesterday, but I don't know whether they have Uber Eats and things that deliver that help people out. Maybe there's someone that would deliver donuts and coffee.
We don't want to beg for a glazed donut or a twist or a cinnamon roll.
No, certainly not. Or a crepe. I have someone who's going to come on the air with me on Monday, and she'll be traveling in. Julie is her name. She'll be traveling in, I think, from the Junction City area. And I said, why don't you stay and we can, you know, have a great meeting of the minds and stuff. She's like, well, we can't even go to a restaurant or anything. And she says, well, what about this one place? And are they open? And they are. They are open for drive-through.
Yeah.
So we're going to do this grand adventure. It's on the south side of town. We're going to go and pick up our coffee and our crepes. And then we're going to come back for a meeting here, because where else can you go?
Sure,
you know,
sure.
And we are in quite an interesting season. But the good news is we can still go to a grocery store, can't we?
There you go.
So what do we got planned this week?
Grocery shopping.
We're going to do some shopping.
That's right.
Talk to us a little bit about the history of Supermarket Saturday.
This is our 25th year that we've been doing that. 25 years.
I love it.
And what it is it's the Saturday before Thanksgiving, and we've always done it on that Saturday. And back in the days when it first started, we used to do it between two Safeway stores. We would do the Safeway store on South Commercial, which is now Wilco, and then the Center Street Safeway. And we ask people to go down there and do their grocery shopping. And while they're there, pick up a few extra items, non-perishable items, and we weigh it and try to figure out how many pounds we have at the end of the day. And it's usually, we do it, we used to do it for the Marion Polk Food Share, and they changed some of their policies. So now we do it for United Way, and they're down there all day long, and they take it home, and they put it in their warehouse and give it away. It's an awesome event. Last year we raised, our goal was 1,000 pounds, we raised 1,300.
Wow,
so
incredible.
And people are coming down there, and it's amazing because, you know, what's an extra 5-pound bag of potatoes or 5-pound bag of flour or sugar or something cost? Not much. Peanut butter, anything. Canned foods. And, you know, of course, the folks at Safeway, they always tell us, well, we're not going to donate anything. And at the last minute, they always come up with a cart full of stuff. And it's like, okay.
Yes.
So I got them. I was in there just the other day, and I asked Carlos, so are you going to save anything for me? He goes, no, not at all. And Patty told me last night, she goes, there's stuff being saved.
Smile
for
and a wink, right? Just to put the exclamation point on the end of it. And I've done things like this, not here because I wasn't living here, but I've done things like this in the communities that I've worked in. And it's always such a great time to see the outpouring of support from the community.
Right.
And certainly people wanting to connect with us, you know, because they normally just hear us on the radio. They don't know who we are in person, you know. And so,
it's one of those events that, and you and I have been in radio long enough that we've done hundreds of events like this, but mm-hmm. it's one of those events when you're done, you think, you know what? I'm tired, but I feel great.
It's a good feel.
Yeah.
Huh? Yes. And so this Saturday at the Safeway on Center Street, which mm-hmm. is a few blocks away from the Salem Capitol, right?
Right.
We're going to be there from 9 until 4. And we encourage you to bring your non-perishable food. We encourage you to get your shopping done right there at Safeway.
Why not?
Then just grab some extras, you know. And we know that there are some huge issues. We talked last hour about the devastation of the fire. People that have lost homes, you know, what the resources are. We, even before the fires hit, we had devastation of food insecurity in our communities, and certainly with the pandemic. And now, Terry, the timing of this is just critical.
Sure.
Because with people being laid off again, so many workers being laid off, and restaurant and the bar industry and the gyms and things, that people, it takes a while to get that unemployment check.
And we,
you know?
We checked in again with Carlos over at Safeway there, and I asked him, I says, is there going to be any limitation on how many people can come in? He goes, no, we're okay.
Mm-hmm.
We do ask that people wear masks inside the store, which mm-hmm. they have that policy.
Everybody does that anyway. Yep.
And we're going to be right there at the entrance there. We'll have our booth set up there. We'll have the United Way tubs right there that we can put the food in. We want to weigh it first so we see how much weight we have. And, you know, we just ask people, come on down, do your shopping.
I have a question for you, just a clarification.
Okay.
Is it United Way or Salvation Army?
What did I say?
You said United Way.
I didn't mean it.
I'm like, okay, well, they can play too, you know.
It is the Salvation Army. Jason from the Salvation Army is going to be there.
Perfect.
And, you know, when we asked them 2 years ago, if they want to be a part of it, he couldn't say yes fast enough.
Oh,
and
I love it.
They come down there, they have their barrels, they have some of their employees down there as well to help us out.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't want to donate food, again, they have their bucket that they have, and mm-hmm. you can always drop money. And we had a guy last year dropped a $100 bill in there, and then he went and did some grocery shopping and dropped off some more groceries.
Wow.
So,
incredible.
You know,
now, let me ask you this, with all of the plandemic or pandemic stuff, are they going to do the bell ringing like they normally do?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
He did say that there will be one of their ringers out there. So I'm assuming they are.
That's always such a great support for them.
Sure.
Every year at Christmas is the bell ringing. They have a lot of volunteers that help out with that as well.
And what's nice about this is all the food that is donated, and you know, it stays right here. It goes into their warehouse, and then they distribute it locally here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's helping our neighbors.
Yes, and I know from years past and the communities that I've lived in, a lot of times the Salvation Army will do food baskets for Thanksgiving and certainly some help and bring hope. Now, what if someone wanted to donate, like, diapers and other practical things like that?
Couple of years, I'll start wearing them again. Anything non-perishable.
Non-perishable.
Yeah. And we've had, I don't think we've had diapers donated before, but yeah, why not?
This year it might be toilet paper.
There you go.
I saw a meme on social media with the Lord of the Rings, the little character holding My Precious, which was a roll of toilet paper. So.
We had a lady last year, I can't remember what her name, I think it was Rosie or Roseanne, and she came in with two huge bags of groceries.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, thank you very much. And she goes, no, thank you. And I looked at her and I says, I've seen you before. She says, you guys have helped me out many times.
Wow.
And so she says, now I'm in a position, my turn.
Mm-hmm.
I want to help you out.
Well, and I can't think of a better way to, in a time where we're not sure what we can do because there's so much need around us, this is something practical that we can do. And all of us, you know, what's another $10, $15 on our food bill to help someone else out? And I think about those that humbly have to ask for help this year that maybe never have ever before. And certainly if you've been helped any point in your life, what a great time to pay it forward now, right?
Yeah. I always think about, because I was a single parent for a few years, about 100 years ago, what about the parents that are by themselves with their family or their children? And, you know, they're worrying about making sure that there's food on the table for those kids.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so important.
Well, I remember a time in my life as a single mom. I haven't talked about it much. There's a couple stories that I have particularly. But there was a time where payday was just a day and a half away.
Yeah.
And food was pretty slim. in my cupboards. And at the time, I had three kids. I have five now, but I had three at the time. And I was like, dollar menu at McDonald's, you know, for the next couple days, or doing, you know, they had lunch at school and we had cereal and milk, but you can only eat that for so long, you know. And so I understand where people can be food insecure and the difficulties of trying to feed a family, and certainly on a limited income. And so these things help. They make a difference, don't they? And what we found out last hour, talking with the FEMA folks, some of the things that they're finding out here in Oregon is there's a lot of stubborn Oregonians who are afraid to ask for help. So if you know people that are having difficulty, or maybe you in your own household, you're like, I know that money's going to be really tight, and I just don't know. You know, reach out to Salvation Army. Reach out to these organizations that have been receiving food and help for families. It's okay.
And one thing that we need to let people know is, because this happened last year, is someone showed up and says, hey, can I get some of this food? And I said, well, you can't. We can't distribute the food. They asked to go through the Salvation Army. Mm-hmm. So if you are in need, pick up the phone and call them.
Yes, and we have the 211 helpline, and there are a lot of resources that are important for you to know. And again, I can't stress enough, if you're in a situation where you're in a food insecure situation, it's okay to ask for help. And that's why we're doing these things, is that we can roll up our sleeves and gather together what we have and help others. And I think that's so critical. And you said we've been doing this for about 25 years in the community.
This is our 25th year.
Incredible. And what is the most, do you remember, is there a year that you've, however many pounds of food?
Two years ago, we were just shy of 1,500 pounds, just shy of it.
1,500 pounds.
Yeah. Wow. And that was our first year doing it. When I came to this radio station and I presented it to the powers that be here, they just says, will this work? I go, oh yeah. And we tried it, and it was a huge success. Like I said, it was just under 1,500 pounds.
Incredible. Yeah. Incredible. And the testimonies and the stories and the connecting and the all of that. Now, you're going to be broadcasting your show.
Yeah, I'm going to do my radio show live from the produce department.
From the produce department.
Well, you know, I asked for the glazed donut area there, and they told me no. They know better.
I love it.
Now, we're going to do my show live, and actually, you're going to join us, aren't you?
Yes,
at 10 o'clock.
Indeed.
So we'll
yes.
be going 10 to 11 live, and then from 11 on to 4, mm-hmm. a few times an hour, we'll be popping in there just to kind of let people know that we're still here and how much pounds we have already.
Where we're at and all together.
The only problem that I'm having is my wife works at that Safeway, and we had a discussion last night. It wasn't a discussion. She said it, and I just sat there and listened.
Mm-hmm.
Because I told her, this is my remote. You, I'm the boss. And she was, it's my store. And we left it at that.
Oh, go Patty.
Yeah. go back home. Now
well,
we have a lot
so,
of fun.
We're so thankful to Safeway and their commitment to the community there. And this is the one on Center Street.
Right.
And
we picked that one simply because, for some reason, I don't know what it is, but that one on Center Street has always had a lot of response.
Well, and it's such a great location as you're heading downtown, and it just is kind of central, more or less, here in Salem. We are having a wonderful discussion. Terry Soule joined me this morning. So glad to have him as my co-host this morning. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use on this Thursday and every day. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Encouraging you to stay connected. Find us on Facebook at KSLM Radio, and our website is KSLM.news. We have podcasts on there of our shows. In fact, I've been able to put together about the last week or so of Political Coffee with Jeff Croft. I've been able to help him produce his show and get it up on the podcast as well. And I know that that's just so much fun, because if you miss a show or there's a really good show that you had some information, you wanted to review it, you can go back and listen again, and you can also share with your friends and family. And I want to say thanks to all of you that have been going to our website, because, boy, since we launched, Terry, our brand new, I've got Terry Soule in the studio with me as my co-host today. Since we launched our brand new website, our hits have been incredible. We've had more and more people using it as a resource for local and national news. They've been looking at our, you know, who we have, our syndicated hosts throughout the day. It's just been fun to have a place of resource. And right now we have a link there for election resources. And certainly as we are going through this campaign season, there's a lot of still unknowns as far as who is certified, even in Oregon and nationally. They're getting closer. They're still counting, though. Here it is, the 19th of November, and they're still counting. But
isn't that amazing how they can decide who won American Idol overnight, and yet we can't count?
It makes no sense to me. And we were just, Terry and I were just talking offline about my show format is I want to bring encouragement and information and engage you, the listener, with information that you can use. And so it's not, there's a little bit of a popcorn effect, and, you know, a little bit of a messaging and different guests over a variety of different topics, because I think it keeps us well-informed and engaged in our community. And so hopefully, and the reason why I can do that is because I'm having listener interaction. You guys are sending me email. And I want to encourage you to do so of a potential show guest that you think you want to hear from and sure. that you find interesting. And Terry, you kind of do the same thing. I talk a little more political stuff and get a little deeper and kind of poke around a little more than you do. But your show, you've been in radio for a while. You've done a variety.
Years, yeah.
yeah, you've done a variety of different radio.
Usually I'm just looking for a warm body that can fill 50 minutes, you know? and that's all I'm looking for.
That works, too.
That works for me.
And if they bring donuts, it's a plus,
there you
right?
go. Yeah. Where did you start in radio?
Well, I started, interesting story, I was in college in South Dakota at Spearfish, Black Hills State University, and I actually was looking for a receptionist position at the local radio station, little Christian radio station. They were hiring for an afternoon receptionist.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, I can do that in between my classes. It's just down the road from where I live. And this was in the early 90s, and I filled out my resume and my hand wrote it because there was no typewriter computer.
Right.
Think about that now.
Right.
And they were so impressed that I took the time to put all of my background, which probably was one page, you know, at the time. And they hired me, and I worked in the afternoon. Well, I'd answer the phone or whatever, and the sales manager and also the one of the main show hosts of that format, and that was before voice tracking, said, you know, you have a really good voice. Have you ever thought about radio? And I said, no. When I was little, I wanted to be Katie Couric, you know, on the news. But no. And so they trained me, and I had an evening shift called Evening Reflections.
There you go.
And I studied.
Was it music radio?
It was music radio. It was Christian music format. And we had the carts where you put, you know, and so I would get there and I would lay out all of my show, the 5 hours, and I would stack the carts per hour, and I had a flip card for the PSAs and the information, and I would answer the phone. I wouldn't be live on the air with listeners, but I would in between when I'm playing songs, I would answer the phone.
Right.
And a lot of times in the evening, boy, you would connect with people who were lonely, who were needing prayer, who were having thoughts of suicide. I mean, there was a lot that happened when I wasn't on the air, and I learned so much. And oh, the tower readings. We had to read the towers, and I had to get a license.
Yeah.
All of that. How about you? When did you get started?
Same way. You had to have a license. I got my third class, and I could read the towers, but I couldn't change the power down unless I had a first class. So I had to go back to school and get my first class. But I started in the Bay Area there, and I was working for a radio station where the man required all of our jocks, on-air jocks, to wear a tie.
Ooh.
And I remember at one morning, at 3 o'clock in the morning, I was doing the overnight show, and I saw the little light come on, and he comes walking in there. And I go, hi, how you doing? And he goes, pretty good, Mr. Saul, where's your tie?
Oh,
just like that. And I thought, it's right here. He goes, let's go ahead and get it put on.
Oh, my.
And I thought, okay. But the real quick story, I don't know how much time we have, but the real quick story here is that one day he fired the morning guy right after his show because of the ratings.
Mm-hmm.
He fired the midday guy right after his show because of the ratings, and the afternoon guy right after his show because of ratings, all on the same day.
Whoa.
And then he called me into his office. I go, no, I don't want to go in there. He goes, no, I just want you to cover for one of these guys until we can get somebody on full time.
Mm.
And because I was terrified to go in there because I knew he was going to fire, but just, you know, if your numbers are down, you're out the door.
You got to do something new. Yeah.
And
that is something interesting in radio that I have witnessed over almost 30 years is that even in Christian radio, it's like when they're done and they're out of there. There's no 2 week
and
notice.
You never existed.
No.
When you get fired in radio, you were never there.
Well, you know, the story in radio. And this is funny. We'll have to talk about this after the break because it's my most embarrassing moment. We'll have to talk about that. But in radio, they teach you to keep moving forward. If you make a mistake, you don't highlight it and sit and stew, and you move forward. In a sense, that's probably what they're doing is just, it didn't exist. We'll just move forward, you know? And then if anybody asks questions, well, where is this person? They're like, don't know.
Yeah. I'm not sure where they're at. They moved on.
They moved on.
That's all they'd ever say. They moved on.
Promoted somehow.
Yep.
So now you've been in radio all of these years. Has it been your
74.
Has it been your primary thing that you've done or just kind of a side hobby gig like mine?
It's been the primary thing. I got into law enforcement for a while there. I thought I could save the world and realize, no. But no, I stayed with radio and I just enjoy it. Yeah. I love being on the air.
And there's something about being in the moment.
Yeah.
Live radio, I just love live radio.
Isn't it the best?
Yes, and I have a lot of appreciation for what you do in all of the programming and all of the editing.
I like talking to people on the radio. I just love talking to folks, especially because I can be a smart aleck.
Oh.
And, you know, sometimes it backfires.
Mm-hmm. A little bit of tongue-in-cheek now and then, right?
Yeah.
You can talk in...
boot in the rear. But,
yes, and part of that's probably giving you good information for your... comedy stuff that you do.
Yeah.
I want to talk a little bit about that too. See, you didn't know you were going to be my co-host and then be my interviewee
today.
There you
go. It's so strange to be on this side of the microphone.
I know. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We're having a fun time today. We're talking to Terry Soule, and we've got a special event coming up on Saturday. I hope you'll join us. Supermarket Saturday from 9 to 4 at Safeway on Center Street. Let's help our neighbors that are facing food insecurities. We'll be back after this. Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I want to give a shout out to our friend Mickey Garris. Mickey Garris, he has a show on the weekend as well. Patriot Uprising. It's his birthday today. If you know Mickey, tell him happy birthday.
How old is Mickey? How young is Mickey?
I would guess over 30, under 40.
Really?
I don't know. I know he's got kids still at home. He's super cool.
That doesn't mean nothing. So do I.
Well, yeah.
Kid's 42 years old. Get out.
Okay, Terry. That's another topic for another day, right?
You got that right.
Actually, it's interesting because we had Dave Smith on the other day on the show and had a great talk with him. He's a realtor in town, and he said that this multi-generational housing is a real thing that people are mental, you know, mostly because of the economics,
sure,
but also for support. And particularly, I'm watching this through this time with the COVID, people being support with one another, with people unemployed and things. You know, we had gotten away from that so much, I think, in the last 100 years of that family unit helping and supporting one another. And I know you're really good at helping with your grandchildren and supporting your family that way. I think it's really important.
I was telling you before we went on the air that I was babysitting yesterday my 4-year-old granddaughter, and we were sitting on the couch watching Tiger Dan or Dan Tiger, whatever that goofy show is.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden I look over at her, she goes, "Grandpa, you snore." And it's like, you know what? Get out of here. Go outside and play.
Yeah, that's called a cat nap, honey.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. I was just testing to see if you were paying attention.
Oh, I have my daughter and her husband. They have 3 girls, and their youngest is Colby. She's about 4 months now.
Oh, nice.
And then Collins is 2 years, and then Chloe, who's almost, she's like tall legs, real tall. Her daddy's 6'4", and my daughter's 5'9". And so she's really tall already at eight years old. And so she did this thing, and she sent it to me yesterday. And she's dancing in the kitchen with the baby. And then she spins, and then all of a sudden she has the 2-year-old, and she keeps dancing. She spins,
nice.
And pretty soon here's the 8-year-old, and 8-year-old's about as big as she is, you know. It was the most powerful demonstration, and it's like, don't ever stop dancing with your children.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, me trying to hold her and dance with her, you know, and she's my oldest daughter, and kids are just...
Aren't they the best? Our little guy, who's just a year old now, took his first steps the other day, and my son had it on video. And he walked about 10 feet and before he finally toppled over. But he had such a grin on his face, and he was loud. He was so proud of himself.
Yes.
Look at Grandpa, I'm walking.
Oh, it's incredible. You know, our kids are our hearts walking on the outside of our bodies, really. Yeah. I mean, they mean so much to us, and they are certainly keep us, even though they're promoted out of the house, they're a part of who we are, and we want to see them succeed in life. And then when they have children themselves and their grandchildren, and I never really understood when people would say, and I just think, oh, it's kind of hokey pokey a little bit. Oh, if I would have known how exciting grandchildren would be, I would have had them first. And then I became a grandma. I get it now. And
my son told me the other day, he goes, Dad, you spoil my children more than you ever spoiled me. And I go, well, you got to understand, I like your kids.
You know? I like them, yes. And there is a reward in filling them up with sugar and all the things,
know,
and then sending them back home.
Yeah.
Indeed. And so it's fun. And if you're a grandparent and have grandchildren, enjoy this time. And I know several people are usually this time of year over the hills and through the woods to grandmother's house we go, right? And they're kind of saying, not so much this year. And I'm curious if people are wanting, if they're still going to continue to do the grandma thing at Thanksgiving and be with their family. And I'm very proud of some of the folks that are standing strong and saying, you know, what I do in my home is no one else's business.
Exactly.
And I've heard some fun things, like they're going to have a protest.
Well, that you can have. Mm-hmm. You can have over seven people because you're doing a protest or a riot.
Yep.
There's going to be a riot. I heard somebody here at the station the other day saying they're going to have a protest, and there's probably going to be a disturbance around the dessert table.
Oh, absolutely.
There you go.
The other thing I've heard is that you can have up to 34 people at a funeral, so they may just hold a funeral for the turkey.
Oh, now that's a thought.
Service with dessert.
Do you cook? Know? Are you a cook?
I'm learning. I still am on that curve of learning. You know, I joke when I had my busy family and my busy career when I was younger, how I cooked was I called my kids to dinner by calling them to the mommy van. Let's go. You know, and I knew all the specials each day of the week of where you could go with your kids at a discounted rate. Mostly because and I understand a lot of families are there today. You're so busy and with after school activities and rounding everybody up in your own career, and by the time you get home, they're hungry now.
Yeah.
And unless you're thinking at 6 o'clock in the morning to put the crock pot stuff together, or you've done your meal planning ahead of time, like on Sunday for the whole week, and you just pop it in the oven, which I wasn't that organized. It didn't always happen. When I cooked, I did a lot of breakfasts. You know, I had a lot of cereal and milk for my teenage boys whenever they got hungry. How about you? Are you
a
big cook?
I'm getting there. My mom was this little old Italian lady, and I mean, she woke up in the morning thinking, what are we going to have for dinner?
Mm.
And so she can go into an empty kitchen and come out with a heck of a meal.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's taught us a lot of that, and we play around with it.
I'll tell you something that I've been doing, and I'm going to bring someone. We have a caller on the line, and you're welcome to give us a call today, 503-589-1220.
Well, wait a minute. Who is the caller, though?
Well, we're going to find out here, but because I have to tell you, this caller, who I think it is, that's on the line, he connected me with a gal who has a food training program, healthy eating, and you get these boxes to your door, and it has all the ingredients, and it teaches you how to cook. So when I say I'm learning how to cook, it's because of this program. And so on the line with me now is Baron. Hi, Baron.
Good morning, guys.
Thanks for hanging out, waiting for us to get to you. So glad to have you part of the conversation.
You know, I heard Terry make a comment earlier about having warm bodies for a show, and I said, you know what, I got to call because I'm the only warm body.
Yeah, but a couple of times you've been pretty cold.
That's true. And most of the time I just piss you off.
Pretty much. Hey, Baron, are there any donut shops open?
You know, there might be. I'm not sure. I haven't been to a donut shop in a while.
Are you in the neighborhood? Are you delivering today? I thought maybe that's where he was going. You'd be more than a warm body if you showed up with donuts. I'm just saying, you know.
We're just saying.
Well, I gotta tell you, I'm thrilled that you just brought that up, Stacy, because Ingeborg has done several cooking shows for Kick and Cancer, and that's how I met her. Was she was a rep with HelloFresh, and you know, cooking is part of our culture. That we get together for Thanksgiving for family and food, but you can cook healthy too, and that's what we're trying to show people.
Well, and what I love about this program, and it's not to promote it or anything, that I'm using to learn how to cook, and you get exactly the ingredients that you need for that meal for two people. And sometimes there's leftover, and Terry could take it the next day for lunch. It's very healthy, and you can pick if you want to be like keto or more vegan or vegetarian, or you know, or not worry about it at all. And the menus change every week, and it comes to your door.
Wow.
It's wonderful. So we get three pre-done meals a week that in the evenings, and it does save from going out to eat, and it's very, very healthy. And so thank you, Baron. Thank you, Kicking Cancer, for connecting that dot for me, and it's been very valuable for me and my family. And I'm learning how to cook. I'm learning things I never knew about spices and things, and part of that is growing up, I just didn't have an opportunity to have those skills taught to me, and a lot of that is handed down.
Garlic.
A lot of garlic.
That's all. We had so much garlic in our house, and my mom would come in and just put garlic in. I go, Mom, that's a salad. You don't put garlic in a salad. Shut up, I do. All right?
So what are you up to today, Baron?
Well, I actually just left our print place. I have the flyer for the next thing that Kicking Cancer is doing. It's going to be a ton of fun.
Excellent.
Typically, both the Salem Chamber and Kaiser, they do a turkey trot. A little run on Thanksgiving morning, and the pandemic has killed that. And then Kaiser also does something during December called a Jingle Dash, which that got canceled too. Both of those runs are designed to raise money for a program that the Kaiser Chamber does for the kids there in Kaiser. And so Kicking Cancer is actually hosting, we're calling it a Festive Ass. And it's a holodash, which has two S's. It's a holodash.
Mm-hmm.
And you do it
virtually. Nice try, Baron. You got away with that one, didn't you?
We're kicking cancer in the festive ass.
Oh, boy. Yes, you're certainly keeping it festive, that's for sure. And yeah, so
well,
what...
And anyone that knows Seinfeld and the Seinfeld series, they all designed a holiday called Festivus.
Yes.
For the rest of us?
Yes.
So we're kicking cancer in the festive ass for the rest of us? Brown won't let us have our run.
And it is a season for doing things out of the box or somewhat abnormal, right?
This is a virtual run. You just sign up for it, and then you just go run your neighborhood whenever you want, wherever you want, anytime in November and December, right through the end of the year. And a portion of the money that comes in, Kicking Cancer will then give to the Kaiser Chamber to help them keep that giving basket thing going for the kids there in Kaiser.
Nice.
That's
nice.
Fantastic. And another thing that people can get behind, another event, another cause, just like our food, our Supermarket Saturday and our gathering of the non-perishable. Where are you going to be on Saturday? Going to stop by and bring us some non-perishable, Baron?
Well, I'm thinking about 9 o'clock before I head off to Costco. I might have to bring some canned foods, and as long as Carrie doesn't throw me out of Safeway, I might say hi to Terry.
Okay, well,
you bring me a glazed donut, and you'll stay there all day.
He's still working that donut angle anyway.
Trying.
Yeah, don't you know at Kicking Cancer we're trying to get away from donuts and stay healthy?
You are. I'm not. I want that donut.
Yeah, a little bit of dose of sugar for Terry
there
today.
You go.
Yes. Thank you, Baron, for being a part of the conversation. Have a great morning.
Thank you guys for being such a great voice for Kicking Cancer.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye.
You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We're having fun hanging out. You know, Terry, you have an opportunity on your show to really dig into some topics that are interesting. And I know we only have a little bit of time left, but I want you to be thinking about something that you have coming up that you want to alert people to as far as they want to tune in and all of that. And you have an advantage. You have a 10 a.m. show on Saturday, and then you rebroadcast
6 o'clock on Sunday.
So you have a double dose. So if you miss it, or if you want to hear it again, right? And then you also put up on the website your podcast, right?
Yeah, it's actually up on my personal website, terrysaul.com, and then it's also on the station's website as well. So it's two different places you can find it.
Fantastic. So that's KSLM.news, and then what's your website?
terrysaul.com.
terrysaul.com.
Stayed up all night thinking that one,
didn't
I?
Oh, yes, that's very clever. Mm-hmm. And so we are so excited to open open up the phone lines. If you want to join the conversation this morning after this break, we'll open up the lines 503-589-1220 if you have something that you want to share. Maybe an event that's coming up in your community and outreach, ways that we can, you know, continue to bring help and hope to our community. That's really what it's all about. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We'll be back after this. Good morning to you. It's 8:50 in the morning. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use on this Thursday and every day. Hanging out with Terry Soul. Terry, we're going to open up the phone lines again and see who we have with us. I think this is my Sunday school teacher, Pat Combest. How are you today?
Hi, Stacey. Yes, it is. It's appropriate for the season, but last week, I think it was, you were talking about cranberries. Did you ever find out where they grow here in Oregon?
Oh, no, I haven't. Do you have some information for us?
Yes, I would do. I'm sure people would be disappointed if we didn't give them a plug. But on the coast, they grow from Coos Bay South, at least to Bandon. I'm not sure if there's very many cranberry bogs below Bandon, but it's the southern part of the coast.
Okay.
And if you're driving along 101, you'll see these ponds that are rectangular or square, and they have a dike around them.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the bogs, the cranberries.
Okay. Well, that's so good.
And where is that at?
Yeah, between Coos Bay and Bandon on Highway 101.
Okay.
Well, this is great news right around Thanksgiving, isn't it? So good
right,
to know.
Right, it is a big industry there.
Well, awesome. Pat, do you have any special plans for Thanksgiving this year?
Yes, I'm going to go over to my granddaughter's here in Salem.
Oh, fantastic.
There's only going to be four of us, so there won't be 30.
Oh, well, good. You'll be within the limits. You'll be complying. Good for you. And I'm thinking that you and Judy and I should hold a protest real soon and have coffee. What do you think?
That suits me fine. I could bring a couple more, too.
That sounds great, Pat. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for tuning in. Have a great day. Bye-bye. So, Terry, it's so cool coming back.
Some great listeners.
Coming back to this community and people that knew me, like when I was 8, 9, 10 years old, you know, still calling in and participating. And she certainly, I have to tell you, Pat Combest has been someone who's had significant influence in my life.
If people have dirt on you, they should call us?
Yeah, they may.
Okay.
Yeah, well, the good thing is, I was pretty good when I lived here. Terry, talking about your shows and your format, we talked about the time. What do you got coming up?
I've got a special one coming up. I was going to do it this weekend because this is the actual anniversary weekend, but we had to move it back a week. It was 57 years ago on the 23rd, which is Monday, that President Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas, Texas.
Oh, boy.
And I have a show that I put together. It took me a while to get it. I have some of the original ABC News clips where they broke in. I have Walter Cronkite coming on there and talking about Kennedy had just died.
Mm-hmm.
The news clips are incredible because they had it so wrong. They said that Jackie Kennedy was also shot.
Ooh.
President Johnson was also shot. That was just because at that time they didn't have everybody was working on payphones.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also going to do an interview with Detective James Lavelle. He is the detective that was wearing the big white hat that you've seen that picture 1,000 times that was handcuffed to Lee Harvey Oswald when they were walking through the jail and Jack Ruby shot Oswald.
Mm.
And when I did the interview with him, it was amazing because you can tell he's done this interview thousands of times because he had his answers down so fast.
Mm.
And I asked him at one point, I said, do you think Oswald acted alone? Oh, yes. Yes, he did. And I thought, okay, well then, last year, my bucket list has always wanted to go down to Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And I took a trip down there.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the school book depository building. And I went up there, and you can actually go up to the floor and look out the same view that Oswald, that same window.
Incredible.
And I'm looking out this window, I'm going, there's no way. There's no way he did this because the street is on an incline, and it's going in an angle, and there's no way he could have. So I thought, okay. And then I went over to the grassy knoll, which is right next
right
to the building.
There. Yep.
And I walked up to the corner of where the second shooter allegedly was. And I stood in that same spot and I thought, he
possible.
Had a perfect, He had a perfect shot. Perfect shot.
Yeah.
But it's an incredible show. And then I also have Dan Sheets comes on and tells us where he was when he found out.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the second grade, and I talk about you weren't even born yet.
I wasn't even a twinkle in my mom and dad's eye.
It's an incredible show, and it sure makes you wonder what really happened that day. And it's going to be happening next Saturday and Sunday. I'll play it both days, but encourage people to listen to it. Should be fun.
So the first weekend, is it the last weekend in November or the first weekend in December when it's broadcast? I better look at the calendar here.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing about that location and where it was. It would be the 28th and
29th. 28th and 29th, right.
I took my boys to Dallas, Texas on an adventure, and we got to go to the Cowboy Stadium, and there's a restaurant that spins around there in Dallas, and you can look down as it spins, and they say, the waiters, like, down there is where this happened,
right.
You know, where he was shot, because they paraded through or whatever, and we were all interested, kind of leaning over as this restaurant is turning. I don't even remember what that restaurant is called, but very high-end and very, what a great adventure for my boys. So I think knowing more of the details, hearing this interview, again, it's intriguing history, right?
Yeah.
Of what has happened.
You know what bothered me when we were down there? I don't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
There was two X's in the middle of the street.
And I asked a guy,
and he said the first X was when he was shot the first time, and then about 50 yards down is another X in the middle of the street, and they said that's where the fatal shot hit him.
Hmm.
And there was people down there standing on the X taking selfies.
And
I thought, that was kind of morbid. I just had a real, I don't know.
Yeah, the whole selfie thing is an interesting phenomenon.
How much time do we have left?
We got about a minute.
Okay, real quick. We went to the cemetery where Oswald was buried,
mm-hmm.
and they told us he's not there.
What?
And we walked up and found the actual stone. It said Oswald. And I asked the guy, I said, why'd you tell me he's not there? Because they don't want people coming here taking pictures of it.
Oh.
Interesting. But
for the people,
and you know what I did? I took a picture of it.
You did exactly that.
Mm-hmm. Oh well.
It is interesting the protocol in cemeteries and learning through history, and what a great opportunity and what a great thing to have that down that interview and that opportunity to talk to
him. I left Dallas with a lot more questions than I came with.
Oh, that's a true journalist.
Yeah. Strange.
So, what do you got planned for today?
I'm going to go back home and finish my nap and then have some donuts.
Okay, so someone will get you some donuts. Patty.
You're wrong.
You'll get yourself some donuts.
That's right.
That's your assignment for today. Let us know where they're serving donuts,
you
Phil.
Got it. Hey, thank you for inviting me down here.
Thank you
this
for
was
being
fun.
A part of this.
This was fun. You do a great job in the morning. I listen to you guys in the morning. And
I appreciate it.
Except when Barron's on.
I know.
And then, it's a lot of fun.
I know that Saturday will be a good time.
Yeah,
and I'm looking forward for us to connect with our listeners as they bring down the non-perishables to Safeway on Center Street from 9 to 4. We're going to do the show. You're going to do the show live. And throughout the day, we're going to be working on the breaks and talking to people. So be sure to bring your non-perishables down to Safeway, friends, this Saturday from 9 to 4. This is something still we can do, right? Grocery stores are still essential.
That's right.
Need to be open. And we'd love to see you bring along your mask, because inside stores, of course, that's required. And we just really would love to connect with you. And moreover, you and I together, you know, it really
Look
is
out.
What it's all about. We think
Look
the
out.
Hokey pokey is what it's all about, right? No, us joining our good efforts together, being a part of the solution, is what it's all about. And I want to remind you, friends, that you can connect with us on Facebook. Like us at KSLM Radio. We have a wonderful new website we launched a couple months ago at KSLM.news. We have the podcast. You can go and listen to Terry's past shows. You can listen to my past shows, Jeff Croft's Political Coffee. Plus, we have links to all of our national syndicated shows. Coming up next is Mike Gallagher and then Brian Kilmeade. Then we have our Sean Hannity and Mark Levin. And, of course, tonight, Ben Shapiro and
it's
Dave.
It's an all-star lineup.
It is. Dave Ramsey. And we're so glad to have you listening in and being a part of it. You all have a fantastic Thursday. And remember, over, under, around, or through, no matter what you're facing today, you and I, we're overcomers. Have a great day.